Public Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Okay, and we should say good evening to RBN listeners. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Barden is my name, and we're here live today on Saturday, 13th of October 2018, from wet and windy, soaking, flooded Wales. Really bad. A lot of the country here has been very badly flooded in the last day. But that and this royal wedding fever crap that's going on, Princess Eugenia getting married, which the taxpayer has to pay for, obviously, and everything else attached to that, but and the Brexit havoc, but I won't talk about any of those things at all today, but just relevant stories, relevant to our lives, but it's, I see a story here which is coming up, well, next month, Thanksgiving. That doesn't exist here at all in Britain. That's strictly an American and Canadian thing, but they're saying here 33 million Americans will not travel home for Thanksgiving this year. Why? They can't afford it. And that's how bad the economy is. And that's the thing about Britain too. The retails, high street retailing is collapsing because people are buying cheap stuff off the internet. And on that goes. But Michael Schneider has a very good article. He writes very good financial stuff. And he's saying here, we have repeatedly been told that the U.S. economy is booming, but meanwhile, the middle class in the United States continues to be hollowed out. The financial bubbles that the Federal Reserve has created has been a great blessing to those at the very top of the economic pyramid, but most of the country is still deeply struggling, sure. According to one survey, 78% of full-time workers in the U.S. live paycheck to paycheck. I know what that's about. A large part of my life is in that. And that doesn't even include the part-time workers or those who are unemployed. We have also been told that unemployment is low, but the real numbers tell us there are more working-age Americans without a job in 2018 than there was in any point during the last recession. Which recession are they talking about? There's been so many of them. Most of the people that my wife and I, this is Schneider talking, are struggling. No, most people that my wife and I know are struggling, and I continually get emails from readers all over the country that are struggling. The sad truth is that the middle class is slowly but surely dying, and more people are falling into poverty with each passing day. Sure. And he said, we get more evidence of this fact on Tuesday. We got more of this fact on last Tuesday, according to one new survey. 33 million Americans will not travel home for the holiday season because they simply can't afford it. Sure, I think that's absolutely correct. I've been warning about the effect of the rising interest rates would have on the economy, and rising rates are being blamed for this slowdown. And just enough footnote of my own here. John Snapper was raising this on his program early in the week about, and I've heard the story from different parts of America, that retail banking across America are laying off tellers temporarily. They're usually part-time tellers anyway, at the counters. but taking on the same amount of people. So had eight tellers, went down to six, that laid off two, and they take on two extra security guards. And what that's about is they're getting ready for a run on the banks. It's one of the most telling points. And another telling point is the arch criminal, demonic demons, Goldman Sachs, are offering all comers, for, I think it's $100 minimum, the 2 months notice of withdrawal, 5% interest. Well, considering in Britain, 0.6% up to 1.2 is the range, I think it is in America, and nobody's getting 2% on savings. That is the last grab to grab cash before the system goes down. Take note of those 2 points. Security guards and their armed guards in American banks being increased. And then the Goldman Sachs offering as if they were full of the milk of human kindness. They want to help you, give you 5%. No, it's a money grab. You'll never get that 5%, I suspect. They said how Americans are still feeling at the pinch of the pocketbook. Part of that has to do with interest rates. He said U.S. consumers will be shelling out billions of dollars in extra charges they otherwise could be spending on other things, as such as travel, said Mark A. Bond, the director of the resort and vacation rental management program. What the hell that is? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Anyway, go back to, I think that's a subtext of what Schneider's saying here. But he said, but of course the truth is that most Americans were deeply struggling long before interest rates started to rise. Those of us who in our part-time working years can try to work even harder to make ends meet. But when you are elderly or on a fixed income, there is little that you can be done. According to the Sacramento Bee, that's a newspaper magazine, 9 million elderly Americans across the country can't afford to eat. That is shocking. We have a situation in Britain here where nurses, on the qualified nurses, are going to food banks to supplement their income. And because the schools now give meals to children in the holiday time, the food banks have to set up little cafes to feed those children during the summer holidays. That's a shocking situation in 2018. It really is. And Theresa May going on saying, cutbacks are over. Austerity, as you call it, is over. We've got 10 years of cutbacks, and most people's wages are locked in at 2008, 2009 levels. Again, and that's cutting the hell out of spending. And she's quoting a Floridian here, 71-year-old Floridian Janet Burke is saying that. But Burke is one of nearly 9 million elderly people at risk of hunger in the United States. In Florida, with the highest percentage of people 60 and older, more than 750,000 elderly need food assistance in Florida, which is a retirement state in many, many degrees. What John Stammler calls God's waiting room. The problems confronting the elderly have become one of the hot topics for candidates in this election. Yeah, well, they're blowing hot air, of course. Candidates in South Florida have pointed to the needs of the elderly as one of the key concerns voiced by voters. And another, Michael Snyder's articles are full of statistics, and he has plenty more of them here. He's saying more than 100 million Americans receive assistance from the government each month, but many citizens do not believe in receiving any help, and so they justly suffer as they search for ways to make ends better and make ends meet. Today I would like to share with you, says Snyder, a testimony from someone that has been there. My good friend Daisy Luther knows what it is like to be barely survive from month to month, and the way she described those struggles in one of her most recent articles was extremely poignant. Okay. And he's referring us to that article. But and he's asking the question here, is the U.S. economy really booming? Well, it certainly is not. There are millions of it's probably stopped collapsing and going down. And that's slow up and stabilization, and then the pickup is probably a 3-4 year period. There are millions upon millions of American families struggling like this, he says. Sadly, it is because the truth is that the U.S. economy is not booming, and we continue to get more indicators. Just another major economic downturn is imminent, an absolute collapse. It doesn't have to be this way. Blueprints have been proposed that would mean much better days ahead for America. I don't know what he's referring to blueprints, but that is. But most Americans seem quite content with the status quo. Most Americans seem to want to corrupt politicians in Washington, a Federal Reserve system that is bankrupting future generations and exploiting national debt a deeply oppressive system of taxation and a bloated national government that is becoming more monstrous with each day's passing. In this day and age, he goes on to say, again, Michael Schneider, The Economic Collapse, that's the title of his blog. Liberty and freedom are seen as antiquated concepts that are standing in the way of progress. Well, that's the Democratic Party talking. And more governments seem to be the solution that's proposed whenever any crisis arises. If we truly want to turn America around, we need to return to the values and principles that once made this nation great. And right now, that simply is not happening. Okay. Michael Schneider writing, but he does he does tell the truth. But we're quoting this vile organization and the senior management, and there's a big bust-up going on in Google, and they're out there in China developing the social credits snooping device for Chinese government and hoping it'll be used and administered in America by the likes of Google, which is monitoring everything in your life. And if you're not pro the government, you are an enemy of the state. And as I said before, you will be eliminated at the stroke of a keyboard. That's what it is. And this guy, an appalling photograph of him here, Dave Hogue, H-O-G-E. We'll hear what he said. A lead designer at Google had harsh words for Republicans. This is a liberal lefty communist. And it's F you, the four-letter word, F you all to hell. Google lead designer attacks the GOP, conservatives, and Christians. He specifically said that. And the Benjamin Ayer is writing this article. Does big tech have a political bias problem? Companies like Facebook and Google have sworn up and down they are apolitical, but a growing amount of evidence is raising hard questions about the corrupt natures within these brands. Evidence, so there's absolutely no doubt about it. These questions arrived again after Brett Kavanaugh was confirmed as the Supreme Court Justice. The tech company's design lead went on hateful rant on Twitter. This Dave Hogue, H-O-G-E, he said, "You are finished. You're polished the final nail of your own coffin." And he gives out a whole diatribe of hatred against And he also said, "I hope the last image is burned into your slimy, evil, treasonous retinas." This is Google talking. Or millions of women laughing and clapping and celebrating as your souls descend into flames. I mean, they're believing this Christine Blasey Ford, which was a total setup. But the left have gone mad in America, absolutely mad. But this is one of the head of Google and design, etc. He said, "You are finished at GOP," posted Dave Hogue, H-O-G-U-E, Hogue, I suppose, whose bio states that he holds a design lead in position in Google. The same stuff again and again and again. But Google have nothing but contempt, and the most people like myself have dropped Google. I've never involved in Facebook. And you can use DuckDuckGo, D-U-C-K-Go, which is a truly truthful search engine, which does not edit and redirect you to the wrong sites and propaganda. And again, on the same kind of story, I've been reading articles about it. We're on the threshold of a massive, massive explosion in mental health problems for teenagers because of four simple reasons. The amount of time they spend on their iPhone, the amount of time they are exposed to cell tower radiation, the utter mind manipulation going on in Facebook and Google that they're on, and their total lack of empathy and communication with friends and family. There never was a generation. They think they're informed, but they have emotional deprivation is causing this problem of very young, vulnerable people. And I have an article here which is the head of the UK. I'm amazed they had the wit to do it, but they had it. The NHS, the head of the NHS, which is a guy called Simon Stevens, is saying social media giants should pay a mental health levy. That's absolutely correct. NHS chief executive argues Facebook and Instagram are driving the problem of mental health in certain young people. Social media sites overuse has been linked to poor mental health and in young people. Money could be used, a tax on this could be used to expand mental health services, sure. Mental health services everywhere in Britain and America are absolutely bottom of the pile in public medicine. And his article, I'll just go on and read a piece of it before the break. Social media companies should be forced to pay a mental health levy to help access problems linked to sites like Facebook and Instagram, the head of NHS has said. Simon Stevens, chief executive of NHS England, argues a financial contribution from social media sites would help to stem the tide of mental ill health in the UK. Growing evidence suggests overuse of social media can have a damaging effect on the mental health of children and young people, he said. And as I said before, the people shoving a tablet, an electronic tablet, in front of a five-year-old child or a three-year-old child to keep them quiet is where the problem starts. The levy could be used to help expand mental health services, he said. Speaking on the second day of the Global Ministerial Health Summit in London, Stevens said the broader influences of on young people's mental health must be addressed. If we think we've now got enough evidence and research into the impact of social media mental health, he said, well, we probably have. Although it's not fully developed, there is widespread acceptance that overuse of these platforms can have a detrimental effect on children and young people. Mental health services, particularly for young people, are reporting an increased number of admissions linked to hospitals and psychiatric units of young social media people, and some companies themselves are starting to recognize this. Mr. Stevens noted that the messaging service WhatsApp, heard of that myself, but I don't know what it is, has raised the minimum age of use from 13 to 16. Well, there's no way they can enforce that. That's a joke. That's just trying to cover themselves from being sued. He added, we now need to consider collectively what else social media platforms, which have experienced a faster than regulations' ability to respond. That's the way he writes this. Help stem the tide of mental ill health in this country and others, or at least pick up the pieces. In other countries, he's quoting the same guy, Stevens, from the NHS, in other industries where there are adverse consequences from commercial activities, each service contributes a portion of its turnover to an organization or cause intended to mitigate adverse side effects and harm. The gambling industry has already been asked to contribute some of their profits to the charity Gamble Aware, Mr. Stevens noticed. Well, there's a shutdown half the betting shops in Britain. Every town in Britain has half a dozen betting shops. It's outrageous. The banking levy, which was introduced in 2011 to discourage risky borrowing, has also helped to raise government funds, he added. Well, let me add in a point there. The debt factor in 2018, as opposed to the collapse in 2008, 10 years on, is 60% worse. There's 60% more debt loaded on the banks. Their so-called reserves are built up, but the debt factor in commercial, private debt, household debt is 60% higher across the Western world. How about that? Is it that evidence in this country emerges, and the chief medical officer is currently looking at what we know and the impact of social media. We need to consider the links between health and technology for better in many cases, but also for worse diseases. He writes very well, this guy. This guy's probably earning £500,000 quid a year, but I bet he can't write better than he does. But anyway, just highlighting the problem. Young people, mental health being attacked. And I'll just read out in relation to that, and we're coming on to Alzheimer's in a minute. There is now I'll read the depression and anxiety one first, but it's very good because it's been produced here in Wales. It's a thing called galantamine, which is turning out to be a tremendous first-rate virtual cure for dementia. Galantamine, G-O-L-A-N-T-A-M-I-N-E, and it's made from an extract of daffodil juice, would you believe, a certain type of daffodil that's grown at a certain altitude in the Brecon Beacons. And the BBC Countryfile program did a profile on it. And people who exhibit the very early signs of dementia or Alzheimer's are absolutely holding well and not getting any worse. And it's a spectacular result. And luckily, Big Pharma don't have their paws on this product, but it's called galantamine, G-O-L-A-N-T-A-M-I-N-E, galantamine. There's a good news story for once. It's coming down the pipe soon. Okay, we're going to the first break. We should be back in a few minutes. Mm-hmm.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I said again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Back in from the first break today. This is the Barton Report from Republic Broadcasting. I should read out a piece there about the, I've been watching it for quite a while, but this now emerging crisis of young people presenting with emotional problems and depression problems, and its excessive exposure to computers, cell towers, and cell phones, and not being involved in the normal emotional contact with friends and family. And that they're texting each other, but they've almost lost the ability to speak properly. And that's all around us here in Britain. They're using texting language in their conversation, which is pretty damn bad. And also what's going on there, I gave out a piece on galantamine. Okay, that's further on at elderly age. People showing signs of dementia in their 60s and 70s, and it's the age is coming down lower and lower. But there's an article here saying... it's Natural News, S.T. Wells, where they have they already have put out many bulletins on the fact that people with depression, if they take 300 milligrams of magnesium, which is not a drug of any kind, it's a mineral we all need, it'll stave off the depths of depression. 300 milligrams of magnesium, and they've come up with a second one now, which is a rare herb, and I'll just read the piece now. It says, Natural News, more than 40 million adults suffer from depression and anxiety disorders, the two most common mental illnesses in America. That's nearly 20% of the population. That's shocking. It's not uncommon for someone who suffers from depression to also suffer from anxiety and vice versa. There are natural remedies and they are proven by sciences to help with these conditions, like Wakana. Ever heard of it? Probably not. Of course, MUR. I read that too fast. This herb they're promoting, which is a fantastic barrier to stopping depression, and it's called Mucuna, M-U-C-U-N-A, Mucuna, M-U-C-U-N-A, Mucuna, M-U-C-U-N-A. He says, ever heard of it? Probably not. Of course, medical doctors blame genetics for depression and anxiety. Have no clue, absolutely not a bull's notion do they have, that most conventional foods contain pesticides and way more than you probably think. And that can have detrimental effects on the brain and central nervous system. Sure. There is aspartame, an artificial sweetener made from feces of E. coli. Aspartame is a synthetic, laboratory concocted, genetically modified sugar replacement nightmare that causes depression and anxiety. Well, it's a wood preservative as well, by the way. Not to mention irritable moods, migraines, and insomnia. How does aspartame screw up the central nervous system so drastically? Well, it's a foreign agent in the body, anyway. It elevates aspartic acid and phenylalanine and in the brain, preventing the synthesis and release the nutrition. So he's going into the scientist thing, but none of us will retain that information. Aspartame creates chemical stress in the brain, in short. That's what it does. Consume it on an empty stomach, and it's even more toxic. And it's in all the colas you would care to drink and soft drinks. It's laced in them. And still, the pill-pushing medical quacks will push those SSRIs and heroin-based opiate pills, adding to the depression and anxiety with more chemicals, horrific side effects, and absolutely no advice, no guidance for addressing the root cause of the original problem. It says here, welcome to America, home of the chronic sick care, where every medical patient is recommended to take chemical and experimental prescriptions so they will become a patient for life. This guy is S.T. Wells. He's a very good writer. He's writing this. He's a very good medical researcher on Natural News. And he's a header here on the next piece where he says, you don't have to be a cigarette smoker to royally screw up your dopamine and serotonin production. And he goes on to say, even if you're not a smoker, you need to understand this. The chemistry in a smoker's brain changes in response to the intense levels of nicotine delivered by ammonia-laced tobacco. The pesticides and the cigarettes cause an intolerable cigarette hangover, for which there is only one type of temporary relief, another cigarette. Yeah, it's addiction. It's called addiction. The treadmill. The nicotine artificially activates receptors in the brain and releases a feel-good brain chemical called dopamine. Yeah, your brain has been fooled into it, but permanent damage has been enacted all the time. That's the addiction. And over the years, the smoker's body produces less and less dopamine naturally, waiting for the nicotine assist like a crutch every time. Without the nicotine, depression and anxiety kick in into full gear. What's a smoker to do but light up you and the second stress hits? Okay, non-smokers, now consider this. Genetically modified organisms in foods, GMOs, and the most conventional produce is laced with bug-killing and weed-killing chemicals, Agent Orange, glyphosate, that impede the normal chemistry of the human CNS. Mountains of research reveal that chemical herbicides and pesticides contribute to severe, long-standing nervous system dysfunction. Sure. BBC... Chris, I think his name, a naturalist reporter, was out in a local forest in southeast England recently for half a day, and he could find no insects, none. And he is a world-class reporter on Countryfile and Autumn Watch, and they're preparing the program for Autumn Watch. It's in his upcoming program on Autumn Watch on the BBC this week. He said the CNS, I've forgotten what that's the abbreviation for, includes the brain and spinal cord. So neurobehavioral disorders can include cognitive decline, chronic fatigue, PTSD, anxiety, depression, and suicide. not a cocktail, Mukana. Well, its full name is Mucuna, Mucuna prurins, P-R-U-R-I-N-S, is an amazing natural Indian herb, scientifically proven with help, gives tremendous help with depression and dementia. Very good. I said, ever heard of dopamine? He's renaming a whole lot of other stuff, CBs, dopamine, blah, 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 blah. Well, just leave it at that. That is one that Natural News is putting up, and I'm sure they can get hold of it for people for depression. Mucuna, M-A-C-U-N-A. A good news story. I am trying to build them into this program, but that's a solution to our problem. Okay, but and one other related story from the same source, Natural News. Herb hypersensitive people can prevent dementia with traditional Chinese medicine. Let's go a little bit into this one now. In many cases, the cause of hypertension is unknown. Its effects, however, are adequately documented. Among its many complications is an increased risk of dementia. Hypertension and dementia, I didn't think they were related. They are. But according to the study published in the journal, the BMC, Complementary and Alternative Medicine, the British Medical Council, the treatment of hypertension through traditional Chinese medicine can curb the risk significantly. Okay. Just a few more pieces. Hypertension is a chronic long-term condition characterized by heightened blood pressure. Although a specific cause is yet to be identified, it is often noted to accompany underlying conditions such as obesity and chronic kidney disease, and the use of certain medications such as pain relievers, antidepressants, hormonal birth control drugs, amongst others. Certain habits such as drinking too much alcohol, smoking, and using illegal drugs can raise one's blood pressure. The lack of physical activity is also known to be a key factor. I'll have to take note of that. Sure. Hypertension, increasing the pressure on the artery walls. In the long run, the condition can lead to heart attacks because the, atherosclerosis, aneurysm, kidney failure, stroke, and a few more besides. Sufferers are also known to be at a higher risk for dementia. A set of neuro disorders included in the same list of disorders. Okay. And just a technical result of a survey that goes with that. We will leave that out. But there you are. But I have a 5-page piece. I've done it before on how to help people with depression and profiling the symptoms of it, etc. We'll leave that by today. More people to tears with that. But and another one, not doing the European Union today, but 9 crises that will devour the European Union. I was talking about stuff somebody with my neighbor today, and bring it on, because it's an appalling demonic part of one of the new world orders, one world governance. That's what the European Union is, the fourth leg of the chair of that. But again, as we usually deal with these related things, this thing is disgusting, this vile thing. Telling young children in school about gender, transgender situation, to force gender equalities, school teach boys to paint their fingernails and massage each other. This surely is from California. And Matt Agorist, who's a good writer, is writing this, and I flipped through this article today, but this is classic behavior of this appalling destruction of values and children and people's beliefs. And he says here, the notion that all people deserve equal rights under their government is evolving into all people must be forced to be equal. Learned helplessness. In the name of forcing this equality, which is dangerously slippery slope, some are going to extremes. Boys and girls are different. One is not supreme or to the other. Well, there's two different genders, two different roles in life for them, and they now want to dispute this. The disturbed left loonies. But on a biological scale, they're not equal. To deny the basic differences like hormone production and the fact that females can get pregnant is to deny nature itself. However, this hasn't stopped people from trying to wipe out these biological differences with controversial programs. Preschoolers in Iceland are being taught to rid themselves of gender stereotypes by being forced to participate in gender stereotypes. Okay. Elementary school boys are taught to massage each other with lotion to learn how to have gentle hands, oh my God, and also taught to play while looking after babies and gender-neutral dolls. Total gender confusion. That's what they're trying to instill into people. I can't believe the Icelanders have bought into this. While boys participate in female stereotypes, girls participate in boys' ones. In the schools, they practice what is known as HAAI teaching models. Girls are taught to scream, be rowdy, and climb trees. Well, they do that anyway, young children. If a young girl breaks down and tries to cry, this is discouraged, as the emotions make them weak. I'm wondering how to absolutely destroy people. And this is a real article about what's actually going on. And the BBC ran a program there recently called No More, and it's entitled, it's on the iPlayer, No More Boys and Girls, where in the Isle of Wight they picked a class for a week, I think it was maybe a month, and they asked them to pretend they were different genders. And there are young children between 7 and 8 and 9 and 10, and the children were totally confused. But that was a Church of England school. And you'd have the like of that Justin Welby, who's a creep, absolute creep, the head of the Anglican Church in Britain, making statements like, oh, we must embrace the modern family. We must embrace the modern family. Well, they have compromised every Christian principle there is possible to compromise the Church of England, that's for sure. But let's go back to this shocking article. I find it hard to read this out, actually, with this experiment that's going on. And this is from Iceland. The good news for those wanting gender equality is that it's happening without this controversial model in Iceland. In the US, women's participation in the labor market has already doubled from 34% working age women, age 16 and older, in the labor force in the 1950s to almost 57% today. Okay. Pay for women is going up too, because the social norm was for women to stay home for such long periods during the 20th century. When they did begin to re-enter the workforce, they had major challenges in confronting them, including misogynistic workplace. Well, this guy's using crap language here, he really is. To shun them. However, there's equal pay legislation in all Western countries in the European Union, and that pay has been evened up where people have the ability. But this thing of using quotas of colored people or quotas of men and quotas of women on electoral candidates and everything else is just destroying society in every level. And then it goes into pay levels for people. We're not going into that today. But it's this appalling damage being perpetrated in schools against children. And people should find out exactly what's being taught in their school. They have the parent teachers, the PTA. What's that song? The Hopper Valley PTA. The people take back their power through those organizations. Start in your own backyard. But cities now threatening jail time and fines. Where do you hear this? This is in the same order of lunacy. Cities now threatening jail time and fines for kids over 12 who go trick-or-treating. So they're going to attack Halloween now. And shows the police officer pointing guns at young children here. Matagoras is having a go at this article. He said, in the land of the free, trick-or-treating outside the guidelines for the proper city ordinance can and will be, will get you charged with a crime, extorted and even thrown in jail, including children. Well, towns across the United States have ordinances laid out to establish times for trick-or-treating. In Virginia, these laws go to extreme. As kids await one of the best days of the year for candy lovers, those in Virginia have to navigate an insanely strict set of rules for a risk prison time. Seriously, he says, several Virginia towns in the Hampton Roads area of the state have laid out guidelines for trick-or-treating that, if violated, can end in jail time for the offender. In Chesapeake, Virginia, the law states that anyone over the age of 12 who attempts to go trick-or-treating will face fines, jail time, or both. And that's just the local laws, section 46/8, trick-or-treating activities. And I imagine a bill going through a local authority for this. But said, that's not all. If not only 13-year-old kids, it's not only 13-year-old kids and older who are threatened with jail for trick-or-treating outside these guidelines. If a 12-year-old or a younger kid knocks on the door after 8:30 p.m. and mutters the word trick-or-treat, they can be fined or jailed. And honestly, God, it's unhinged behavior out there, totally unhinged. And they're quoting an extract of the law here. If any person shall engage in activity commonly known as trick-or-treat or any activity or similar character or nature under any name whatsoever after 8 p.m., he or she will be guilty of a misdemeanor and shall be punished by a fine not less than $10 or more, nor more than $100, or by confinement in jail for not more than 30 days. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Chesapeake isn't alone either. In Newport News, Norfolk, Portsmouth, and Suffolk, Virginia, it is also illegal to be out past 8 p.m. and be older than 12 years of age. If violators are caught, however, the Class 4 misdemeanor charges only come with a fine. If your birthday comes too early in this year and the rest of the sixth graders head out to snag handfuls of high fructose corn syrup laden goodies, you'll have to stay at home or risk spending the next 6 months in jail. Well, high fructose corn syrup is a shocking attack on the health of most human beings. We've covered that often enough. Imagine being the sixth grader who comes to school the next day, and when he or she is asked why they have no candy, they have to explain that they didn't want to go to jail. He's being sarcastic there. If you are a 13-year-old with a younger sibling, however, please say they will give you a pass. Oh, dear. But this leads to an entirely different problem. How exactly police would enforce this law remains a mystery, as the children will be in costume, as they are also children. Will the unusually tall kids under 13 years of age be profiled and forced to show ID? Imagine the police and the local authority muscling in on that. But I have to read that out. That is going on today in America. But shocking. Absolutely shocking. But I should give out the phone number if people want to add to this, if they come across any of this again. The phone-in number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Absolute raving insanity. And so the government is blacklisting people based on predictive programming crap they're involved in, based on prediction of future crimes. Some foreign guy writing this, Haina Shamani, going on a no-fly list. Imagine you've never been charged with a crime ever, yet the government blacklists you as a terrorism threat and bans you from flying indefinitely. You're separated from family members. You can't get to weddings, funerals, or religious obligations, and lose jobs because you can't travel or your employer finds you're blacklisted. You know what the government has done. Violates your constitutionality, protected ability to travel, and be free from false stigma. You have rights. The Constitution guarantees due process. So you ask the government for its reasons and evidence, as well as a live hearing to establish your credibility and innocence. In response, the government says it puts you on the no-fly list because it predicts that you might commit a violent terrorism act in the future. Oh, boy. But it won't tell you all the reasons why, or give you any evidence of the hearing you seek. This is Kafkaesque, as it's a nightmare, in which our client is on a no-fly list. Clients who have been on a no-fly list have been trapped for 8 years, and it's unfair system we're challenging on their behalf in an argument Tuesday before the Federal Appeals Court in Portland, Oregon. It's an appalling place, Portland, Oregon, the stories I read coming out of there. It's California Mark II, apparently. Throughout this long-running case, our clients have sought a fair process in order to clear their names and regain rights most Americans take for granted. At first, they achieved a major success. In 2014, a federal district court judge struck down as unconditional the government's original procedures for people on no-fly lists to challenge their placement. Under the system, the government wouldn't even confirm whether people were on the list or not. Without proper notice and an opportunity to be heard, an individual could be doomed to indefinite placement on the no-fly lists. The court found the absence of any meaningful procedures to afford plaintiffs the opportunity to contest their placement on the no-fly list violates plaintiffs' rights to proceed to procedural due process. The court ordered reforms. As a result, the government told seven of our clients that they were cleared to fly, but it never told them why they have been put on the fly list in the first place. It's also announced on April 25th, 2015, that under its revised process, it would tell U.S. citizens the lawful placement, the lawful permanent residence and lawful permanent residence, whether they are on the no-fly list, and possibly provide reasons. But when the government applies its reforms to our clients still on the list, it became clear just how inadequate the charges were. And he goes on to say, the government will refuse to provide meaningful notice of the reasons of our clients, of the reasons our clients are blackmailed, the basis for those reasons, and a live hearing before a neutral decision maker. Oh, he goes on and on and on about how they attach the case, how they approach the case. Anyway, we hear this again and again and again, people going on no-fly lists because of a jumble in data. And you're in a snare of bureaucracy once you go on that list. And it's a hell of a job to get off it, that's for sure. This, in the same way, another Google story, leaked documents, Google, the good censor, reveals a plan to silence political opponents. Well, they are going to have to add, and I'll never change the American Constitution, but they are going to have add a clause to the American Constitution to cover this social media and computers and the political power of corporations cannot infringe in any law or anybody's freedoms or rights. So we have these commercial entities being censors now and data grabbers and stealing, and they have a criminal record as long as your arm. But this article goes on to say, a guy called Dan Dix is writing this article for Activist Post. Leaked documents, Google is the good censor, reveals a plan to silence political opponents. But someone want to... The Activist Post editor note, please also see our article from yesterday on this topic. Leaked Google document advises to police tone instead of content and the shift towards censorship. Okay, bit of a convoluted title. In the video below, obviously we can't show the video, Press for Truth, Dan Dix covers additional key details from this 85-page leaked document in the wake of ongoing purges instituted across big tech media platforms. It's more important than ever to share information while the means is available. Readers should be investigating alternative networks that promote free speech, such as StreetMeet and Minds. Well, DuckDuckGo is the search engine that I've been on for 2 years now. I've deleted Google from my... can't completely delete it. Other people, things come up attached to Google. And then again, you don't know what these algorithms are doing to your computer and the information about you. But we're all a product now, and the data going on. And this week, I see an article in the Daily Mail, Facebook agreeing that 40 million... clients of theirs of a Facebook account, all their data was stolen. So what kind of fines are Google going to pay, or Facebook going to pay on that? But at least the Europeans, one thing, the European Union Competition Commissioner, she's doling out fines on Google and these people left, right and center for these security breaches. But I wonder how long she'll stay in her job for that. And they said readers should be investigating alternative networks that promote free speech, such as StreetMeet and Minds. Well, the new one that Mike Adams set up is real.video.com. There's now an alternative to YouTube, and it's growing very rapidly. But in 3 years, I think it'll have caught up YouTube. So real.video.com is one, and DuckDuckGo as a search engine is an outstanding one. But again, I only need to highlight what the intent there, what they're doing. It goes on to show a whole lot of the videos. But beware of Google, disgraceful company, conniving with the Chinese to implement the police state and supplying the algorithms to do it. Ooh. But I believe Trump is beginning to turn around with some people and go after them now for that very reason. But the IPCC, the International Panel on Climate Change, which collects all the data on climate change and global warming, they're based here in Britain, at Norwich University. And these clucks have been caught red-handed several times, falsifying the data. And you heard on this program a few weeks ago, Piers Corbyn, weatheraction.com, who is a meteorologist and a weather scientist of note, outstanding man, convicting them, highlighting the fact. And the BBC quoting every word these morons put out. It's an utter disgrace. But on climate change, global warming, and political correctness, the BBC is an absolute disgrace. It's shocking, the stuff they put out this week. I think it was Moses coming down the mountain with tablets of stone, and they were quoting, oh my God, the IPCC protected that we must have it here. The IPCC is preparing to release a special report on global warming and the 1.5 degree increase in temperature, which is BS. It's actually, we're in the mini ice age now, the early part of it. That sentence alone should be enough to make everyone, James Corbett writing this article, to make everyone within earshot duck for cover from the coming barrage of climate-related dooms porn. But anyway, I'll finish up to this article again after the break, and we should be back in a few minutes.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the home. Owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Okay, here we are, and we're back in for the Third break in a few minutes to the top of the hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. And as we're here today on Saturday the 13th, and we're describing all the shocking stories here regarding young people and mental health being damaged by tech. It's shocking. I read out a piece there in the Daily Mail, the head of the NHS, they very rarely speak out. It's usually individual doctors and specialists speak in interviews to the BBC, etc., about the various crises, non-stop crisis in the NHS. Staff and medicine and waiting lists, it's a regular carry-on here, it's non-stop. But he said, we have a burgeoning, expanding crisis in young people presenting with emotional and mental health problems, and that's due to excessive use of tech. And, of course, they won't say that it's cell tower damage. Yes, it is. And we've had so many doctors on programs recently saying, and everywhere, RBN or everywhere else, that young people, your brain is not finally fully developed and settled until you're 23. It's not to do with IQ or anything like that. That is the normal progression, 21 to 20. Some people earlier, some people later, but 21 to 23. And this deluge of tech against young people is going on, and they're talking about 5G, which I'm coming to later on the second or third hour, which is a shocking attack on top of that. Again, we do not need 5G. Considering even this little town I live in here in rural Wales, we have fiber optic cable running up the street in underground tubes if we want to connect to it. I don't need it. I've got 18 megabytes a second. That's good enough to broadcast on and good enough to do anything I want to do. But just going back on the IPCC, another bunch of barefaced liars, and Prince Charles praising them for their work. They're absolute disgusting statisticians. They again caught red-handed falsifying the data. And James Corbett writing this article about the IPCC. The IPCC is preparing to release its special report on global warming regarding 1.5 degree increase in temperature. And he says, that sentence alone should be enough to make everyone within earshot duck for cover from the coming barrage of climate-related doom porn. But sadly, half of the public will actively cheer the occasion and the other half will have no idea what's even happening. This is a sure sign of, as any, that the propaganda of the global warming fear cult and the corporate bankster, global banksters, have succeeded in the most successful brainwashing campaign in the history. Yeah, with Al Gore, etc. But still, the majority of people are skeptical about it, even despite that campaign. And he says, allow me to explain, how Corbett is saying in this article. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change is a monster created by the Frankensteins at the United Nations Environment Program, UNEP, and their cohorts. Oh, okay. Well, we're at the top of the hour, and we're at a short break for 2 minutes. Okay, we'll be back then.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. you will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
This is